I talked with Bill Hamilton at the recent X conference in Gaithersburg, Maryland, about this amazing Dan Burrish case. And here now is Bill explaining some of the things that he has learned from Dan Burrish.
These extractions that he took, of course, were painful to this entity. And he knew that, and he could even feel the pain the entity was feeling because it's a vacuum extraction. And these tissue samples were sent down like a vacuum hose to a container of some kind, and as far as I know, traveled down a conveyor belt to another station, and perhaps somebody, another biologist, would be looking at these tissue samples under a microscope. And I have asked Dan, does he believe the J-Rod is still at this particular facility? He believes that he is. He has no confirmation of that. The purpose of taking these tissue samples was to come up with a means, possibly reverse engineering the genetics of this particular entity, maybe even by hybriding genes together, in order to remedy a peripheral neuropathy that this entity was suffering from.
Which is some kind of deterioration of the nerves that is causing both as I understand from the transcript, a weakness in the ability of the beam to stand up and loss of body heat from the entity's body.
Yes, I believe that is so. In fact, I've studied a little bit about peripheral neuropathies using the World Wide Web, of course, and I have found out that people who suffer from these are in great pain. It is very painful to them to have neuropathies of this kind.
And on the videotape, Dan says he could feel this being's pain when he would extract tissue because there's some sort of telepathic communication.
Yes, because not only telepathy in terms of what the being is thinking, but what being is feeling is conveyed, and empathy, you know, is going across here. Now, why is anybody trying to remedy this being's problem? Why are they trying to fix it? I think there was a dialogue that went on before Dan ever arrived there. And they had reached some kind of an agreement that if we would help with fixing the problem, and what was needed was samples from present day human genome. Okay, that's why coming to us. They need something from us, okay? And they needed this assistance, at least some of them asked for this assistance. And in exchange for this, they would provide us with some details of their advanced technology, which in turn could be passed to those scientists and engineers who deal with hardware.
What a story.
Well, and you go all the way back to December of 1980 in England at Bentwaters. And Jim Pennison, who was there that one of those nights, says that later on in hypnosis, trying to recover what happened when he reached his hand through light onto some kind of a silver craft and got telepathic communication, that they were time travelers coming from a distant future back and using genetic material from our planet, all of our Earth life, plants, animals, and humans, as band-aids to perpetuate their existence in the far future. Well, the baffling, mind-blowing part of this whole story with Dan Burrish, if this is true, is that Dan Burrish ultimately was told by his government superiors that these beings aren't technically extraterrestrials in the sense of something evolving by itself on another solar system somewhere in this galaxy or another, but that they are us from a future that runs into severe medical problems with technology advanced enough to throw itself back in time to our present to try to harvest genetic material from us so that we can fix ourselves in a distant future.